Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
What?
I'm sorry?
What are you saying?
Okay, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. This is a poll. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Can anyone in my household do that?
I'm sorry?
Are you saying, can anyone in my household put in things like that?
Okay, I need your assistance answering this survey, ma'am. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
I will be voting.
Okay. May I have your age just for statistical purposes?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Have my what?
Your race or your ethnicity?
I'm white. I'm an American. I'm not a foreigner.
Okay. So thinking about the direction of the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, anybody in their right mind would not like the way that country's going. You're stupid if you're not.
Okay, so would
I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned about it. Very concerned.
So you would say that you're very dissatisfied?
I am not satisfied the way the country's going. It's going downhill. We're going to go out.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. So let's start with public school teachers.
Are you an American?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Are you an American?
If you're asking where I'm located, I'm in Miami, ma'am.
No, I said, are you an American?
Does that matter to you a lot?
Me and you aren't on the same page.
So we just need to have your opinion, ma'am. Where I'm from, that doesn't really matter in this poll. So what's your feelings about public school teachers?
About what?
Public school teachers.
Well, it's not good right now. I'm a school teacher myself. I've got 4 master's degrees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so from 0 to 100, would you say 0, like unfavorable, 100, like very favorable, or a 50, like not cold but not warm?
I'm not understanding what you're asking me.
Okay.
Am I satisfied with what's going on?
Okay, I'm going to repeat the question. I'd like you to rate the feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number.
I don't feel comfortable with anybody here. They're not friendly. It's not the same place. Yeah.
So, specifically with public school teachers, do you feel warm and favorable towards them, or cold and unfavorable?
No, I don't, because a good school teacher would not teach the things that they say that could make them teach now. They'd quit.
Okay, so you would.
I was still teaching. I'm retired. If I was still teaching, I would quit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would not teach the stuff they tell you to teach. No.
Okay. So from 0 to 100, you will say a 0 to public school teachers?
Well, I'm not around school teachers now. And I would. I know Tulsa, Oklahoma. They have very low scores on kids reading, so that doesn't look very good, does it? There's no discipline in the schools,
okay.
And so how are you going to teach undisciplined children?
Okay.
They don't care.
Okay, so in that case, from 0 to 100, would you give a 0 to public?
I will say this 0, 0, or about 10.
Okay, and how about charter schools from 0 to 100?
I don't charter schools, I'm not sure about.
Okay, and how about the National Education Association, or NEA?
I don't have anything towards them, because they're teaching them bad things, so it would be bad.
So
I know they're
say,
teaching them. If I had kids that going to school, I wouldn't send them to school. I'd tutor them at home myself.
Okay, so for the National Education Association, or NEA, you would say 0?
Yes.
Okay, and how about woke culture or wokeism?
I don't know.
Okay, how about the U.S. Department of Education?
What now?
The U.S. Department of Education.
What about the department? I don't have any hope, anything for the Department of Education, or else they wouldn't be teaching our kids some homosexuality and all kinds of crazy stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So
showing bad movies to them. No.
So you will give a 0 to U.S. Department of Education in that case?
Yeah, that'd be 0 too.
Okay. And how about Moms for Liberty from 0 to 100?
How about what?
Moms for Liberty.
Another 0.
0. Okay. How about Donald Trump?
100%.
100. Joe Biden?
0.
Okay. How about public schools?
I do 0.
0. Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, in my area, I'd give about a 50.
Which one you said, I'm sorry?
A 50%.
Oh, okay. But now saying excellent, good, just fair, or poor,
I'll say fair.
Fair, okay. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I'd say about the same. They're building more schools because we've got the whole world here.
Okay, so are they getting better, staying the same, or growing
no,
worse?
No, they're not getting better. How could they get better? No.
So, okay. So, like, staying the same, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate, please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. So the first one says, our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. From 0 to 10, how well are they doing?
I'd say 0.
Okay. Now, become more organized and have a structure from 0 to 100. I'm sorry, from 0 to 10, how well would you say?
I give them about a 3.
Okay. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. From 0 to 10?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say, I'd give them about a 2.
2, okay. How about embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
0.
0, okay. Now, the next one, provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
Family planning, they probably don't do it at all.
Okay, so you would say a 0?
Yeah.
Okay, now, thoroughly understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
Good and the bad.
From 0 to 10?
And 5.
5, okay, thank you so much. Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
No, my state's rated pretty low. They're rated low on reading and everything. They just announced it on the news. And no,
so
it'll
not
be
enough?
A low number. It'll be a very low number.
Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No, I haven't.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Say that again.
Sure. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT?
I've read and heard quite a bit.
Okay, in that case, would you say like a lot, a little?
A lot.
Or a lot, okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Would you say strongly agree, somewhat agree maybe, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Like somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, we're almost done. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools?
I think some topics should be removed from public schools. There's nowhere to place to put it. It should be in families.
Okay, and about that topic, have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all about banning books?
About what?
About banned books, have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Banning books?
Yeah.
I really haven't heard a lot about that.
Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first statement says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Okay, next one says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree,
or disagree? Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. So the first one says, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you strongly support it?
Strongly agree.
Okay.
They should be removed.
Okay. Now, adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly agree they should be there.
Okay. Now, increasing teacher pay, do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
They just raised the Oklahoma teachers' pay, and I think they get a lot. They sure get a lot more than I got. So I disagree with that.
Okay. Do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose in that case?
I strongly oppose it.
Okay. Now, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation, do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Well, I don't agree with the segregation because I think all kids should go to the same school, if that's what you said. Because you should not discriminate against the kids what they are.
Okay. And how about teaching about America's history of slavery? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose to teach that?
To teach about the slavery when they used to do it?
About the history of the slavery.
I don't agree with slavery, no.
Okay, so you strongly oppose, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements, do you strongly support that, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
The race theory, critical race theory?
Well, basically raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, like including tougher certification for teachers and licensing requirements. Do you support
that?
They
should have a lot of requirements.
Oh, I see. So in that case, do you support or oppose to that idea?
Of not having them say that again.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
No worries. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession.
I agree they should raise the standards.
Okay, so you strongly support that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans.
I believe the Black children should be just like they're white. You not have all, no.
So you
I don't believe in separating them, if that's what you're saying.
Okay, so you're strongly opposed to this?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. So the first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of America.
Well, history is history, and it should be taught what used to be.
Okay. So you don't find it convincing at all in that case?
I don't believe it should be removed.
Okay. So from 0 to 10, you will say 0?
I guess.
Okay. Now, the second says, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you find this statement?
That was much too long. You got several things in there. That's much too long to...
Okay. From what you heard, would you say it's not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
It shouldn't be. It very much shouldn't be. Withdrawing any of that stuff that's happened in the past, it should be. I don't really know what you're saying.
Okay.
We went so long over that you got several things in there, and I don't know what to say.
No worries. In that case, I can repeat myself once again. So it says basically, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. Do you think that is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing?
Well, not openly, because I've heard my grandchildren tell about teachers, and they don't care what fields they come up with and discuss, and it shouldn't be, no.
Okay. And the last one says, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high in 2023. It's likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose these deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Do you find that very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing. Well, it just shouldn't be. Shouldn't be. You made a bad score.
Okay.
You're making your sentence, your questions too long.
Yes, I'm sorry. We're almost done, basically. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. So it says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate school's curriculum.
They should not. They should not.
Okay, so you strongly agree with this statement? Somewhat agree?
If it says that should not.
Yeah, it says individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Oh, yeah, they should be able to dictate, yes.
Okay,
the parents should be able to dictate, yes.
Okay, so you strongly disagree with this statement in that case, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the other one says public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States. And
yes, yes.
Okay. So
yes, because it happened and it should be, they should be talking about it. People were uneducated and when they come over here being slaves, that was just people from all over the world coming over here and they had to have workers, they thought. And so that shouldn't have been, no.
Okay. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What is the last? I told you I had 4 master's degrees.
Okay. Thank you so much. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed?
I'm retired.
Retired. Okay. Are you married or married living with a partner?
I'm widowed.
Widowed. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
Would you say strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Complete.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household,
no.
Do you have a child who attend? No. Okay.
No.
Do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Would you say like very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Like twice a week or more, every week? Once or twice a month?
I can't go to church if somebody takes me, and I don't have anybody to take me.
Oh, I see. So you would say like never or hardly ever?
Never.
Never.
But okay. I do TV church.
I see. Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. So, is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian, does that apply to you or someone in your household?
What now?
Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Education. Did you say education?
Are you considered like a born-again evangelical fundamentalist Christian?
I'm not understanding that, I don't know. I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I don't understand what you mean.
Okay, no problem. Are you or someone in your household is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No, no.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is a is an urban area, suburban, or rural?
It's when I moved here, it was kind of rural, but no, it's not a bit.
Like suburban?
Houses are everywhere. People are everywhere.
Okay, very good. Okay, so this is concluding our survey. Thank you very much for your attention and for your participation. Have a nice day, ma'am.
You too.
Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.